Chapter 17. The gorgeous woman was like none I'd ever seen before. She was tall, around my height, with an athletic build that was strong yet feminine as it sauntered across the field toward me. She wore a dark brown leather bodysuit that complemented her well-proportioned muscles, and clung to her shapely legs and ass like a second skin, and the top of the garment was slit open from neck to navel, and revealed ample cleavage and sharp collarbones. Her unblemished skin was a rich olive color, with a faint cast of green that separated her from a normal human woman. Shiny chestnut brown hair flowed in unbound waves toward her waist, and when she cocked her square jaw, I noticed a portion of the right side of her head was shaved just above her right adorned ear. A pair of wicked-looking ivory horns rose from her forehead, and matching curved tusks poked out of her full dark red lips. Then her large upturned russet eyes scanned me up and down as I studied her impressive physique.
"You must be the beast maker I've heard so much about,"
the beautiful horned woman mused, and her voice was lower than I expected, but had just enough rasp to make it pleasant to the ears. However, her unexpected words made it hard to focus on the lovely timbre. With the exception of a few of the researchers, the only beings who knew of the Beastmaker's prophecy were the Arkans, and based off the otherworldly appearance of the woman before me, I knew she had to be one of them. And with that realization, everything began to make sense. The rare unheard of monsters, the lack of rifts, the siege on Varlay. It was all her doing. I reached into my consciousness to probe the other goddesses for information on this new Arkan, but they were strangely silent on the matter. Of course, the moment I actually wanted the Arkans to speak up, they didn't want to talk. "Hello?" I tried, but I was only met with more silence. Oh well, if they weren't going to tell me anything about this new goddess, I would have to get it from the source. "Are these abominations yours?" I countered the woman's question with my own, and I gestured around at the herd of monsters. The monsters surrounding us let out guttural sounds of displeasure, which only made the strange woman laugh as she scanned me up and down.
Beastmaker,
the woman smiled with a tilt of her head.
"I'm afraid you're in no position to be interrogating anyone."
"Well, it's a good thing I'm not interrogating anyone but you," I fired back. An irritation set in as my hand instinctively fell to the sheath of my dagger. "So I'll ask again, are these creatures yours? And who are you?"
"So angry,"
the woman purred and frowned.
"This definitely isn't how I envisioned our first meeting. I expected you to be a man of manners, or one of civility, at least. But alas, you fire at me so harshly."
"Can't say I'm enjoying this little rendezvous either," I quipped back. I peered around the field out of the corner of my eye, and I was surprised at the lack of movement and noise. Where was everyone? How was no one around to witness this? Perhaps we were too far back, but the silence in the air was strange.
"Your friends are preoccupied with their retreat,"
the woman seemed to answer me.
"So, it's just you and I, which works for me, because I did not wish to speak to anyone but you."
"Lucky me," I replied as I narrowed my eyes. "What did I do to deserve such an honor?"
"Cheeky. I like that,"
the horned woman smirked, cocked her hip, and then crossed her arms against her ample chest.
"To answer your first question, Beastmaker, my name is Karth."
She raised a dark eyebrow as if she expected her name to mean something to me, but I didn't recognize it at all. "Karth," I repeated lamely. "Is that a common name where you're from?" The beautiful woman's dark red lips curved into a frown.
"You know, I'm a little disappointed my sisters haven't mentioned me,"
she fake pouted, and the effort made her ivory tusks point out even further.
That hurts my feelings. Then again, I suppose family reunions have been few and far between, haven't they?
She stepped closer to me, and I gripped my Rhine dagger even tighter in my hand.
What? You don't see the family resemblance?
The woman flashed me a fanged smile, and I let out a small gasp. You're an Arkan, I said with just enough of an inflection to suggest surprise. While I wasn't much of an actor, I knew the more dumbfounded I acted, the more the Arkan would reveal to me.
Not too quick on the uptake, are we?
The horned woman laughed.
Yes, Beastmaker. I am one of the 9 Archons, and these abominations, as you call them, are my pets.
Finally, I felt a stir in my consciousness. Karth? Sarah muttered, and her tone was incredulous.
That cannot be her.
Of course it is!
Fi snapped back at her sister.
She was far weaker than this the last time we spoke,
Sarah noted.
A timid, quiet thing that was too afraid to influence destruction.
She doesn't look too timid anymore, I assessed. In fact, she surpassed that and moved straight to cocky.
Her confidence is a newer development, I assure you,
Sarah growled.
Karth had always been a lesser goddess,
Viopa chimed in.
She never had much of a backbone or ambition, so her presence was never worth noting. But that no longer seems to be the case. How she managed to amass such a horde of monsters in such a short amount of time is concerning.
As much as I wanted to press the Arkans for more, I couldn't leave the horned goddess waiting much longer. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I'm not the Beastmaker, I replied. My name is Griff.
Still clinging to human sentimentality. Pathetic, really.
Karth sighed dramatically, and the horned Arkan began to pace around me.
But not nearly as sad as you falling right into my clutches. You put up a fair fight, Griff. I'll grant you that much. But you and your friends, your comrades, you were never going to defeat my pets. I made sure of that when I let them loose from the Shadowscape.
You were the one guiding them in battle, I nodded.
Naturally.
The horned goddess smirked.
I couldn't make things too easy on you, and I do love my pets. I couldn't bear to part with them so soon, not when we had such an important mage to face.
Are you going to get to the point any time soon, or are we just going to keep up the self-indulgent rant? I snapped at her. As much as I wanted to keep up the clueless charade, my patience was wearing thin, and I couldn't handle it for much longer. Your vague musings aren't really doing it for me. I'd like some real answers. Like, what are you doing in Varlay? And what the fuck do you want? Why did you summon all of these monsters here anyway? Karth shrugged, and then gave a toss of her chestnut hair.
If you wish for things to be dull, who am I not to oblige? All right, Summoner, I'll play along. I want you. I came here, to this pathetically ill-equipped enclave, just for you.
My eyebrows knitted together. And what in the Maker's name would you want with me?
You're too humble,
Karth noted with a smile.
A man of your powers rarely shy about his prowess. But then again, Griff of Njorden Falls, you aren't like the other men, now are you?
The green-skinned goddess stopped pacing and crossed her arms against her chest. Her muscles flexed with emotion, and her expression was haughty as she carefully considered her words.
I've been watching you for a long time, Beastmaker.
Karth began.
Far longer than you could imagine.
Well, that isn't creepy at all, I snorted, and then the smile faded from Karth's full red lips.
I began to stir from my slumber when you battled against my sister Fi,
the horned Arkan said.
I was having such a pleasant dormancy when I suddenly awoke. I couldn't recall how long it had been, and time, of course, is relative. But I knew this cycle was far different than the last one I'd experienced. The world had changed, and something called to me. I emerged from my rest, and for the first time in my existence, I wanted more.
Then Karth whistled and gestured in front of her with two fingers. One of the monsters, a dark blue bristled urchin, leaned forward, and its mistress scratched it affectionately. The urchin cooed, and the tiny, high-pitched sound of it threw me off.
My sisters took advantage of me in the past,
Karth continued.
Their territories were always much larger than mine, their monsters more powerful. A few took pleasure in calling me weak. But when I emerged from my sleep this time around, I decided I wouldn't settle. I would prove to them I was a force to be reckoned with.
As Karth paused to scratch the urchin some more, a knot formed in my stomach as I gave the green-skinned goddess a sideways glance. How can she control so many creatures when the rest of you only have 3 under your command? I asked my Arkans.
Only?
Mirali sniffed.
That hurts.
You know what I mean, I sighed. How is she doing that if she's a lesser Arkan?
Something tells me Karth is not acting alone,
Utuni mused.
The balance seems to be off, and judging by the number of monsters in her horde...
Do you truly think they would?
Viopa asked.
I don't know, but we can't presume they wouldn't,
the snake goddess replied.
How did it come to be that Karth would be the one to unite them?
Fi wondered, and her voice was filled with doubt. All right, enough with the illusions, I growled. What are you talking about? Sarah sighed.
The rest of the Arkans. They're aligned.
Oh, Maker. The rest? I choked out.
They're awake? How can that be?
How could that be possible? Every time an Arkan awakened, we were usually well aware of it. So how had Karth and the 3 others awakened right under our noses?
I don't know, Sarah admitted. But if our remaining sisters are awake, and working together for that matter, it doesn't bode well for you and your human brood.
I came for you because I believe us to be kindred spirits,
Karth continued as she looked up and away from the urchin she'd been petting.
We both come from nothing, and have worked hard to attain our power, and wish to make this world a better place. But I knew the only way to find you was to drag you out of Valais. And what better way than to threaten the well-being of your precious enclave? So I gathered my pets and let them loose. I knew they would eventually attract your attention.
You hurt others just to reach me, I growled at the Arkan. Threatened an entire fortress and claimed hundreds of lives in a peaceful village just to get me to notice you? And you mention it like it was nothing. If you're as powerful as you claim, why wouldn't you come to me yourself?
What would be the fun in that?
Karth replied as she casually examined her long pointed nails.
Sure, I could have appeared in your dreams, like the other goddesses did, but there's no delicious drama there.
So you're here. You've got my attention, I hissed. Just what do you want? A battle? An alliance? A quick fuck? I'm not really following your desires here.
I have a deal for you,
Karth said in a cryptic tone.
And should you accept my offer, I will recall my army, and we will leave Mistral unscathed.
That sounds too good to be true, I said as I narrowed my eyes at the green-skinned goddess. What's the catch to this scenario?
No catch,
the horn Darkin assured me as she dropped her hands.
I promise you, I'll stick to my word. You won't see us near this enclave again.
It all sounded good in theory, but if I knew the Arkans as well as I thought I did, there would be much more involved than she was letting on. So, Karth, what do you require? I wondered with a raised eyebrow. What's this amazing deal you have for me?
I require the honor of your company.
Karth smiled assuredly.
I wish for you to accompany me for a week as a guest in my palace.
And where exactly is your palace at?
The Shadowscape, naturally.
Karth smirked, as if it were obvious.
I am an Archon Beastmaker. I wouldn't have property in Mistral, though I might consider it, should this conversation go differently.
You're insane! I snapped at her. Why the fuck would I go willingly into the Shadowscape with you? Karth laughed and swept her dark mane of hair over one shoulder.
I don't see that you have any other choice. If you refuse me, all it takes is one command, and my pets here will level your beloved Mistral, and your human clan along with it.
You'll never win, I snarled, and I'll never join you.
Tisk, tisk.
The Arkan clicked her tongue.
If you recall correctly, I was moments away from victory, and as for you joining me, while you claim you wouldn't, you aligned yourself with my sisters, did you not?
You sound almost jealous, I taunted. Then Karth pouted, and the expression was strange with her tusks sticking out of her mouth.
Being the baby of the family can be so unfair sometimes.
I didn't align with them. They aligned with me, I corrected her. And somehow I don't get the feeling that's what you want from me.
There's plenty I want from you,
the Arkan said, and as her eyes sensually traveled downward, heat rose to my cheeks.
But mostly I want you to be on the right side. The day of reckoning is fast approaching, Griff of Njordenvols. Humanity has carried on this way for far too long, and the rest of us are tired of hiding in the shadows while the mortals exist in this beautiful world. You are the Beastmaster, and the fate of both of our worlds rests in your hands.
I'm not sure, I started to say. But the herd behind Karth chimed in with their various noises and a few stomps on the ground.
Shall I make the deal more enticing, then?
The beautiful Arkan pondered, and she tilted her chin upward.
Fine. Come with me, and I'll tell you a story or two about your parents. And I'll tell you who you really are, Beastmaster. No one else has been honest with you, have they?
My heart plummeted in my chest, and I froze. My parents. Had I heard the green-skinned woman correctly? Karth took notice of my expression and gave me a knowing smile.
Ah, yes,
she murmured slowly like a predator savoring its prey.
I have plenty I could tell you of Willard and Genevieve Porter. I know them quite well, you see. If the circumstances were different, I may have even considered them to be my friends.
Somehow, I doubt the Guardians would ever be friends with an Arkan, I said quietly. Especially my parents. My hands tightened around the sheath of my dagger until my nails dug into my fingertips and my knuckles strained, and Karth's russet eyes shimmered as if she enjoyed my instinctual display of emotion. She knew just where to push me, and while I was fully aware I was being goaded by the Arkan, I couldn't help but fall for it.
And yet, that fact didn't stop you from befriending my sisters.
Karth winked at me.
Unless you consider them to be your slaves. I can't speak for your relationships with them.
That's between us, I stated, and the horned Arkan let out a raspy laugh.
Of course it is,
she said.
though that look on your face told me all I needed to know. It is fine, Beastmaker. You are supposed to bed the goddesses. It has already been foretold. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Are you coming with me, or...
The strings attached to this offer seem too plentiful, I said, and I ignored her statement. And Karth arched one of her full dark eyebrows.
I am not lying to you, Griff.
The goddess shrugged.
I only desire your company, and if it requires a walk down your repressed memories, I am more than happy to accompany you arm in arm. Besides, I have it on good authority that my sisters have shared nothing about them with you. Is that true?
Yes, I muttered before I could stop myself.
I will not withhold as they do,
Karth said, and her tone of voice was oddly comforting as her russet eyes sparkled.
I take great honor in being a gracious hostess, and your stay with me will benefit you as much as I.
What are you getting out of this? I asked.
As I said, your company.
Karth winked.
It is not very often that one comes across a mage just as special or as important as you.
And what will happen if I call bullshit on this entire pretty speech of yours? I countered. I don't know you. I don't trust you. And after the battle today, I'm not sure I ever could.
Then the rest of my sisters and I will have no reservations about taking you down.
Karth grinned, and the Horned Darkin glanced around at her snarling monsters.
I have only given you a hint of what we can do. Should my sisters join this battle, well, all the efforts of your friends and army will have been in vain.
As much as I didn't want to admit it to myself, Karth was right. With how great of a loss our army had taken today, there was no way we would be able to overtake three other Arkans. I had no idea what the other monster goddesses were capable of, but if Karth was any indication, victory for us would be unlikely.
It's simple, Beastmaker,
the green-skinned Arkan insisted before I could say a word.
Join me for 1 week. One easy, comfortable week. And I will recall my monsters and leave your beloved enclave.
Griff, you can't really be thinking about this.
Fi spoke up.
This is a terrible idea.
She's right.
Sarah agreed.
Karth is only preying on your desires to fulfill her own.
I don't see what other choice I have, I murmured. She has information I want and she's willing to give it
at a cost.
Sarah practically shouted through my consciousness.
There is more she's not divulging. And should she betray you? What then?
I'm not weak, Sarah. Don't speak to me as if I am. I snarled at the goddess.
You couldn't possibly take on Karth, Huna, Zanrith, and Quila alone,
Sarah insisted.
They're too strong for you, especially united. And they'd have the advantage of the Shadowscape.
It was strange to hear the names of the remaining Arkans, and I let this new information sink in for a moment. It had been easy to pretend they didn't exist, but now that I had their names, they actually felt like a real threat. You might be right about that, but I have to at least try, I began. Varley wouldn't survive the attack she's threatening. If there's any chance I can find a way to defeat her and the remaining Arkans, I have to take it. And I wouldn't be alone. I have my monsters, not to mention the rest of you. Sarah fell silent. You would stand with me against them, right? I pressed.
Yes.
Fi spoke up.
I would.
So would I.
Viopa added in.
Me too.
Miralee swore.
And I as well,
Utuni said. Sarah? I asked, and I waited for the dark-winged Arkan to give me an answer. Finally, a sigh rang out through my mind.
This is not a smart choice, but fine. I trust you, Master.
With Sarah's blessing, I met Karth's eyes. 1 week, I agreed. That's it. No more than that, no less. And once the week is finished, I will return to Mistral unharmed, just as Varlay will remain. Karth nodded thoughtfully.
Of course.
If you betray me...
You have my word, Griff of Njordenfalls.
Karth intoned formally, and the ivory-horned Arkin straightened herself up and raised her square jaw slightly.
Should you accompany me to my palace, no harm will come to you or your beloved enclave.
Then the green-skinned Arkin extended her long-fingered hand toward me, and I eyed it hesitantly and glanced out at the monster-filled battlefield. My wives and lovers wouldn't be thrilled by this risky decision, but I knew they trusted me and would want me to do anything I could to help us win the war. While I didn't trust any of the pretty promises Karth had made, this was a rare opportunity to learn important information about my enemies. Our knowledge of the Arkans and their capabilities was limited to the Guardian's texts, a few random translations, and the little information Sarah divulged vaguely every so often. A week with Karth would give me more than enough time to interrogate, study, and research the goddesses, and if I was truly lucky, there was a chance I could get Karth to join my side with the other 5 Arkans. Most importantly, Varlay would be safe. If I refused, I risked losing the ones I loved, and I'd worked too hard for too long to build myself and my lovers an amazing life. I owed it to them and my unborn children to fight for them. I also owed the people of Varlay, namely the headmaster, for everything he'd ever done for me. Sleet was a brave man who wanted nothing more than to save the world from darkness. This was exactly the opportunity we'd been needing to turn the tides in our favor. So, I took the green-skinned Darkin's hand and looked her deep in her russet eyes. 1 week. I repeated. Karth's dark red lips rose into a pretty smile as she squeezed my hand tightly, and when she released her grip on me, she turned around and waved her hand in the air. There was a brief shimmer, and an enormous rift appeared, far larger than any I'd witnessed before. Karth let out a loud whistle and twirled her hand, and the ground shook as her monsters headed toward the portal. One by one, they passed through the rift like a flock of sheep returning to their enclosure, with Karth as their shepherd. As the creatures filed through, I thought again of my wives, lovers, and the promise I'd made to Nia earlier in the day. I couldn't just disappear without telling them. I needed to get them a message. "Sarah," I called upon the dark-winged Arkin.
"Yes, master."
"I need you to go to Nia and the others and tell them where I've gone," I instructed. "Let them know I love them, and I'll be back as soon as I possibly can. And once you've relayed the message, you can return to me in the Shadowscape."
"I shall do what you ask of me, master," Sarah vowed. "I look forward to our reunion."
I felt a tingling sensation on my back as the Arkin's tattoos slithered off. And then a stream of black mist appeared in front of me. "Thank you," I whispered.
"You're welcome,"
Sarah murmured in my head, and then the mist swirled off toward Varlay. Once Sarah disappeared, I turned back to the rift, and luckily, Karth hadn't witnessed any of the encounter. The final monster passed through the portal, and then the goddess looked back to me.
"There's no time to waste,"
the horned Arkin said with a fanged smile.
"Shall we?"
She extended her hand to me again, and this time, I took it without hesitation. "Let's go," I nodded, and together, we entered the Shadowscape.